All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. Yeah, it's a Renpy novel, but it's not a AVN. This is Strong Girls FMG. I don't think it's quite finished yet, but it's something that I personally am kind of into and wanted to see if there was anybody else kind of into this kind of muscle waifu deal. I mean, it's different. And by the way, this is a new thing for us because this is all AI generated. Every image in the game was created by AI. The story was written by a human being, but all the art is AI. So we're just gonna see how well this game goes, and apparently it has some AI generated animation scenes too, so I'm just kind of curious how that would go. The game is 1.0, but they're still adding to it. I think there's 4 episodes available. And they're still making more, so, you know, the guy's constantly posting things on X. So if you're interested, you know, check that out. But yeah, again, this is all AI generated, so if you're against that, maybe you won't want to check this one out. And you might want to check us out with another Eroge or AVN later. But this is something different, and I'm curious. And plus, I do like the muscle waifus, and there's very few games based on them. Very, very few. So, let's check it out. We're gonna have to do something about that. That doesn't work for me. Forward time. There we go. Well, hello, friend. Say, do you like stories? You do, don't you? I can tell. Yes, yes, I can. Could I interest you in a story of knights and damsels in distress? No, yes, you're right. That's overdone. Oh, I can see that twinkle in your eye. You like erotic novels, romance novels, don't you? Especially the ones that dare to reverse the pre-established gender roles. Yes, 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 I've got one such right here. Here it is, Strong Girls Visual Novel. It's quite the page-turner, believe me. Great author, very nice guy, too. It's a tale of love where young women, well, I shouldn't spoil the fun just yet. You'll find out by yourself soon enough. A word of caution before you proceed. These stories of mine are visual novels, the sort where you can become the protagonist. As such, your choices may influence the outcome of the story. Wait, you're nameless. You don't have a name yet. This cannot remain so, but still, it's oh so dreadfully exciting. Let's pick one together. Yes, yes. Excellent idea. So we're picking Grimm. Marvelous, and what would be your last name? Lord, but they'll probably call me Grimm. Grimm, Lord, I love it. Excellent choice. All right, Grimm, let us begin. Do you want to know more about how to read our story? I have much information to share with you about this story, but your excitement is palpable. Now, would you like to jump right into my story? Yes, let's jump. Tell me everything. Great, let's get technical. At any time during the story, we know about that. Okay, we know about that. All right. We know all about that. I just cannot wait to see how you'll do. April 28th, Tokyo City, a month since the school year started. My name is Grimm. This is my 3rd year at the school. I'm not the most outgoing guy, but I have some very close friends. Manami Morita, a girl with gorgeous green locks that sits behind me in class. She is somewhat shy, but that adds to her charm. And Saya Shimizu, a girl with flowing blue hair that sits next to me in class. She's confident and loud, actually quite the opposite of Manami. Give me a second, guys, I'll handle this. No! Go on! Sorry about that. Okay. And Shia Shimizu, a girl with flowing blue hair that sits next to me in class. She's confident and loud, actually quite the opposite of Manami. Yet somehow we all get along very well. Hey, Grimm, are you spacing out again? We're gonna be late. Next is PE class, right? Yep. Hope you've kept in shape over the vacation. The two girls know you have a thing for girls with muscles. I can't believe I shared this secret with them. Do I look out of shape? Aha, not at all. But I remember you mentioning you wanted to add some muscle to impress. Well, I mean, these girls... I mean, looking at AI right now, I don't see any weird fingers or anything, right? I mean, sometimes even in my generations, which are done basically with Meta, Meta and Bing sometimes Grok. But we get some extra limbs. This must be a professional LLM that he's trained. Because, yeah, these are pretty well done. But I remember you mentioning you wanted to add some muscle to impress. But what are you saying? Not so loud. You don't really pay attention to their banter, however. Your attention is drawn to a very muscular girl passing you by. Hold up, is that Yuka? Yuka Yameno used to hang out with Saya Minami and you all the time 2 years ago. The school bell rings. Hey guys, we gotta go or else we'll be late. 1 hour later, Mr. Goro has been hard on the students today. Come on, you're almost there. Keep the rhythm. Mr. Goro may be a challenging teacher, but he's not sadistic. A healthy mind needs a healthy body. The exercise where he made you run around the gymnasium 4 times was such a bore. And yet for the whole duration, your mind was focused on Yuka. Even Mr. Goro was impressed by her. Take, for example, Miss Yumino over there. Now that's a future athlete. And there she was, ahead of everyone else, looking like she could do another lap with ease. Indeed, Phys Ed was interclass, putting your class against another, which happened to be Yuka's. This is a good opportunity to observe the surprisingly athletic girl. Yuka had finished every physical activity with flying colors. By contrast, your other two friends were having much more trouble. Saya was still slightly ahead of Minami. The latter was panting heavily and way behind both you and Saya. The bell rings suddenly, signaling the end of class. Alright, kids, good job. Hit the showers and make sure you don't undo all that progress. I'll see you next week. The mass of students leaves the gymnasium too tired to give their full attention to the words of the teacher. Grim, a moment please. What's up, sir? Your teacher starts to lower his voice as to not be heard by the last few students left in the gymnasium. You doing alright? I've seen you hanging with Shimizu and Marita. You start to blush a little. Ow, Mr. Goro had a tendency to play it cool with guys. Sometimes a little too much. Should you attempt a tactical retreat? Sorry, I'm gonna be late. Or you've noticed? You've noticed, sir? Look, bit of advice from an old man. You got something good going there. I can tell they like you. Both of them, very much. How'd you figure? Easy, I've seen you talk. If a girl laughs at whatever you say, it means one thing. She wants the D. What? Look, my point is women are a special breed. Slippery. Fierce. It's a little like fishing. You've got to use the right lure. If a girl sends you 2 texts, reply only with one. And don't use emojis in your text. It makes you look desperate. He squirts at you. It's not that kind of game, folks. We're good. But most importantly, you're gonna have to pick one at some point. Can't have them both at the same time. Well, yeah, I know that, sir. Of course you do, but I've seen you looking at Yumino's ass. Don't think I'm blind. Might as well forget her, she's way out of your league. Guess I was really surprised by her skills. Indeed, she's made some fantastic progress, that's for sure. The determination needed to get this far in so little time, it demands respect. Mr. Goro straightens his posture. So you're going to Miss Jiro's class soon, right? Yeah, we have a bit of time to catch our breath, but then it's off to Miss Jiro's class. Good, good. She's a fine woman. You smirk. Well, sir, remember to not use emojis when you send her a text. She wouldn't want to look desperate. Ta, smartass. Alright, hit the showers, Grim. After a quick bow of the head, you leave the gymnasium to go to the shower. You wash away the sweat and get back in your school uniform as you mull away over what the teacher told you. As you leave the showers, you find Minami and Saya both refreshed and ready to head out. PE was tough today, don't you think, Grim? Was PE tough? Nah, it was easy. I'm not a wimp, girls. Oh, Grim, you're so strong. Although Mr. Goro gave me some super awkward tips on how to date girls. Aha, glass of Goro. Even that sounds... Ew, that sounds creepy. What'd he say? Got some good pro tips to make us swoon. Ha! You don't need him, you've got us. We're your inside sources on all things about girls. Yes, if you ever want to know something, you could ask us. By the way, did you see Yuka? She's like a machine. On cue, as Saya mentions Yuka, the broad-chested girl turns around from the other side of the hall as if she had heard her name. Yuka is a sight to behold. Her muscles remind you of a Greek goddess, perfectly sculpted and symmetrical. Her abs are like a washboard, and her legs are as wide as tree trunks, and just as strong and sturdy. She's the epitome of strength and fitness. Yuka shrugs. Probably nothing. I bet I could overtake her with a few months in the gym. Just you watch. Saya, you're always so competitive. Maybe compared to you, just watch. But you're not gonna get there if you laze out of it and keep eating junk food. Junk food? No way, I'm an Epicurean. It's not like I wolf down burgers and fries. I only savor the tastiest of chocolates from Switzerland or Denmark. Aha, is that what an Epicurean does? And besides, you should also work out a little yourself, Manami. You think so? Of course, one day you gotta put your stuffed plushies behind and toughen up. Grim and I'm sure we can help you with that. I just mentioned the plushies once. They're just on my bed for decoration. I don't know, I think it's cute. See, Sayaka Grimm likes it. Should I encourage them? You both would look incredible with more muscle. Really, you think so, Grimm? I knew you'd agree, Grimm. Maybe we should hit the gym together. I don't really see me getting there. But the idea sure sounds intriguing. Another student passes in the middle of your group, bumping into you. It's Hino Oshima! You peasants are so cute, thinking you've got a remote chance of being cool. My poor Manami, you can't just wish to be attractive and get it overnight. It's something you're born with. No matter how much you tell people to reach for your dreams, you first need the spark, the will to achieve greatness. That's something all three of you lack. But please, do keep trying. It's oh so fun to watch the underprivileged squirm. Ta-ta! Just like that, she leaves. Goddamn Hino, she's such a shame that she's as evil as she is cute. She's so mean, and I'm not poor. Don't take it to heart, Manami. Hino's just a meanie who thinks she's royalty, that's all. Is she actually rich? Her dad, Mr. Fuji Oshima, is running in the next presidential election. He must be loaded. Yeah, but money doesn't give her the right to act like that. Though what she said about becoming appealing overnight makes me wonder how Yuka got ripped so fast. Yuka certainly wasn't like this last semester. It's true, she wasn't muscular like this before the winter vacation. She's basically an ordinary high school girl. She was athletic, sure, but nowhere near the same physique as today. She used the Bowflex, that's what it was. I remember the Bowflex commercials. They're like, you'll go from this to this, made of muscles. And I was like, oh, I gotta get one of those. I'll be made of muscles, and that's it right there. Of course, you know, the Bowflex. I mean, people used it, but, you know, there was the Total Gym, and most people that I know that are bodybuilders, they prefer the weights in the gym and the machines in the gym. Those are the best exercise you're gonna get if you wanna look like that. And maybe some gear, too. And she also seems taller now. I wonder what she did. Yuka used to be close to us 2 years ago. But ever since her dad passed away, she's been very distant. And now she looks like this. Something's up. Saya catches you staring at Yuka. Hey, Grim, I know you have a thing for girls with muscles. But if you keep staring, you'll creep everyone out. Oh, haha. I was just wondering how she got so muscular. It's obvious, isn't it? She worked out a ton at the gym. Lord, she worked out 5 years and a few months, right? Look, that's one thing they don't tell you about. You don't fucking get results like that overnight. It takes a long time. And so will we. Yeah, but I wonder, can you really get this big in such a short time? Anyway, it's getting late. Time to head home. Wait, didn't you say you were going to the gym? Well, not today, obviously. I'll start tomorrow. Somehow you doubt Saya will start, or Saya will start. I am still curious about Yuka. You know what? Maybe I should follow her. Hey, Grim, are you coming or what? You girls go ahead. I've got something I need to do. Okay, Grim. See you tomorrow, then. You leave the two girls behind. Down the streets of Tokyo, you're cautiously following Yuka. You keep your distance to avoid being detected. Man, why am I following Yuka? This feels wrong. I'm probably just being stupid. Maybe she does spend a lot of time at the gym. What am I even expecting to find? All I know is that I need her... Let's try that one all over again. All I know is that I need to know her secret. As you trail behind her, you can't help but notice that her muscular form seems ever so slightly less pronounced than it had been in school. Am I imagining things? Is she actually getting less muscular? Despite that, there's no denying that her bulky frame is still impressive. Her biceps are bulging under her shirt and her calves are looking quite defined as she walks through the street. After about 20 minutes of following her, she turns into an alley. Leaning just a little bit to the side, you take a peek inside the alley. You watch closely, careful not to be seen. There she is, standing in the middle of this neglected back street. I should take another dose. All of a sudden, Yuka removes her top, revealing her incredible abs. Your heart skips a beat. You can't believe what you're seeing. Whoa, wait, what? The imposing beauty shoves all her clothes in her bag. He keeps staring in bewilderment. Holy fuck! She then pulls out some kind of water bottle from her backpack and starts drinking it. It does work. The hide button. There you go. What's going on here? Yuka drinks a few sips, then screws the bottle's lid back on. A big smile then appears on her face. I was looking forward to this. Right there before your eyes, Yuka's frame changes. Yuka grows taller as her entire frame expands. Her muscles expand, bulging outwards in a display of raw power. Veins start to light up on her arms, pulsing with power. Her chest barrels out and her biceps swell as her thighs thicken. Her mind, likely overwhelmed, Yuka drops the bottle which rolls under a nearby dumpster. She bends forward with a mischievous smile. You keep watching in amazement as her transformation continues. This is so fucking good, I hope this never ends. It's like watching a balloon being inflated, but instead of air, it's pure muscle mass. Yes, more! It's as if Yuka's experiencing intense pleasure as her body continues to transform. The display of muscles growing is the sexiest thing you've ever witnessed. Yuka also seems to revel in pleasure as one of her hand reaches towards her private areas. Oh my god, it feels so good every time. Her moans are incredibly sensual. Her breasts expand, growing to an incredible size. At the same time, she also grows in height, exceeding her proportions from earlier at school. The transformation lasted for around 2 minutes. What stands in the alley is an even more muscular Yuka. As you get a good look at her full body standing upright, you realize she's far bigger and taller than she was at school. I must have taken too much. Oh well, I can't complain. She flexes her bicep proudly. The tall, raven-haired girl picks up her bag, not noticing her bottle isn't in it. Oh, shit! You hide your head behind the corner wall, hoping she hasn't seen you. With that, Yuka turns around, but before leaving, looks over her shoulder with a surprising smirk. While still only wearing her underwear, she enters a building in the back of the alley. Now that the coast is clear, you walk over and take the discarded bottle that Yuka had dropped. You examine the bottle. It's a clear glass bottle. No markings? No brand? About a third of the liquid remains inside. This must be some incredible growth formula. I need to test this thing out. I wonder what's the building that Yuka went in. It'd be stupid of me to try going back in there. Hold on. It'd be stupid of me to try going in there. If she catches me, she's gonna break my back. I should go home for now. With the bottle safely in your bag, you leave the alley, your mind buzzing with questions. 8 p.m. later in the evening. You're sitting in front of your laptop. Usually you'd be watching videos on YouTube or catching up on your daily dose of the internet. But not tonight. I need to find out where this bottle came from. Next to your laptop is Yuka's mysterious bottle. You keep an eye on it every so often, as if it could fly away on its own. Dang it, I've tried searching all over the internet, but I've found nothing so far. All I've found are just people role-playing fetishes about girls growing gigantic. There is that weird-ass conspiracy site mentioning a muscle formula, though. Well, of course there's that weird-ass conspiracy site, right? Could this be connected? At this point, all I can do is test this. I've always dreamed of witnessing a girl's muscles grow. You look at the bottle in your hands. Only a third remains of the mysterious liquid. Well, I guess I should invite one of the girls over? So you can call Saya or Manami. You could drink the bottle by yourself. And it says, I feel as if this choice is very important. Don't call anyone. Meet other girls. Kind of want to see what other girls are available. This muscle growth stuff is just bizarre. For a moment, I actually considered inviting Sire and Manami over. What was I thinking? This is way too weird. Using this mysterious and untested drink for fun just feels wrong. I don't even know what it is or really where it came from. Start reflecting about Yuka as you used to be close. And Yuka, we used to be close, but she's been distancing herself from all of us. I should talk to her about it, but would she even tell me anything? Something's definitely going on with her. I'm worried, but I don't want to push her away even more. Maybe I should just wait and see if she opens up on her own. But this muscle drink is too important to ignore. Ugh, I don't know what to do. Confront her? Wait it out? This is all so complicated. I'll sleep on it. Maybe things will be clearer in the morning. You toss and turn in bed, your mind a whirlwind of questions about the serum and concerns for Yuka. Eventually, exhaustion takes over and you drift into an uneasy sleep. Next morning, you find yourself lost in thought, replaying yesterday's events in your mind. Still can't believe what I saw, Yuka growing muscles like that. It's unreal. You make your way to school, the image of Yuka's transformation playing on repeat in your head. As you make your way towards your classroom, you hear a familiar voice. Earth to Grim, are you okay? Are you feeling alright? You look like you've seen a ghost. How should I respond? Actually, something weird happened. Well, something really strange happened yesterday. What do you mean, Grim? Okay, you're gonna think I'm crazy, but you notice how Yuka's been more athletic lately, right? Yeah, she's been crushing it in PE. What about it? Well, I got curious when I followed her after school yesterday. You did what, Grim? That's not very nice. I know, but listen, what I saw was insane. Well, this ought to be good. What, did she turn into a superhero or something? Not exactly, but I saw her drink something and then she grew, like muscles everywhere, in seconds. Tiff, yeah, you've been watching way too many superhero movies. That does sound a bit far-fetched, Grim. I saw her this morning and she looked normal. I'm serious, it was like watching a real-life Hulk transformation minus the green. Okay, now I know you're messing with us. I have proof. Look, you could drop this right after she drank from it and hulked out. You pull out the small bottle of the mysterious liquid. Oh, magic muscle juice. So what, she drank this and turned into a superhero? I'm not kidding around. This stuff, it's real. Alright, Mr. Sirius, if it's so real, why don't I just drink it right now? Wait, no, we can't do it here in school. He's right, Saya. What if it actually works? Oh, come on. Not you too, Manami. Look, let's wait till after school. If it really works, well, we don't want to cause a scene here. Fine. After school, then. But when nothing happens, I get to call you a dumbass for a week. Deal. And if it does work, then I'll grow huge and muscular. Sounds like a win either way. Can I come too? I'm a bit curious. Of course, Manami. We'll all go together after school. This is going to be hilarious. I can't wait to see Grimm's face when nothing happens. The school bell rings, signaling the start of class. Let's just try to focus on class for now, okay? Yeah, you're right. We'll deal with this later. The rest of the school day passes in a blur. You find it hard to concentrate, your mind constantly drifting the thoughts of the upcoming experiment. Alright, Muscle Man, where's this secret lab of yours? I was thinking we could use the gym storage room. The storage room? Isn't that off limits? It's the only place we can be sure we won't be interrupted. Ooh, sneaking around after school, I like it. Very spy movie. I don't know, what if we get caught? Don't worry, Minami, most teachers have gone home for the day. And the sports teams use the outdoor fields. We should be fine. Come on, let's go before scared little Minami here changes her mind. Oh, come on. I'm just teasing. As you enter the gym, you're struck by how eerily quiet it is. The usual squeaks of sneakers and shouts of exertion are absent, replaced by a hollow silence. Nobody's here. Kind of creepy. Maybe this isn't such a good idea. It's perfect. No interruptions. You make your way across the empty gym, your footsteps echoing in the vast space. You know, if this magic potion actually works, I'll never have to step foot in this sweaty place again. As if you ever come here anyway, Seiya. Hey, I'll have you know I work out with my basketball team. But do you ever work out without someone telling you to? I've thought about working out once or twice. While the girls are bantering, you check to see if the storage room is open. Got it. Come on. You finally reach the storage room, closing the door behind you. The small space is surprisingly tidy. Wow. It's actually pretty clean in here. I was expecting cobwebs and forgotten dodgeballs. It's not so bad, but why is there a mirror in the storage room? Maybe Mr. Goro likes to flex while he's organizing equipment. Guys, let's not forget why we're here. Who wants to go first? Oh, me! Sire, are you sure we don't know what it might do? That's the fun part, Minami. Live a little. Wait, shouldn't you get changed first? Changed? Why do we need to change? What do you mean, Grim? Well, if this stuff really works and you grow muscles like Yuka did, you might spit it out. You might outgrow your clothes. Oh, come on. Now I know you're pranking us. This is just some pervy trick to get us to undress, isn't it? What? No, I swear. I'm just thinking ahead. If you grow as big as Yuka did, your uniforms might not fit anymore. You might have a point, Sai, if this really works. Minami, don't tell me you're falling for this. But what if he's right? Maybe we should, you know, undress? No way, I'm not letting this perv get his way that easily. Saya thinks for a moment, then snaps her fingers. I've got it, we'll change into our PE uniforms. They're stretchy, so even if we do grow, which we totally won't, or at least our regular clothes will be safe. That's actually a good idea. I swear I wasn't trying to save it, Muscle Otaku. Minami, let's go change, and you, turn around. You turn around facing the wall as instructed. Well, Minami, I didn't realize you were so well endowed. Saya, don't say things like that. What, I'm just stating facts. You should be proud. It's embarrassing. Oh, come on, embrace it, girl. Oh, man, the two of them are comparing breast sizes? What should I do? You can't resist the temptation and turn your head slightly for a quick glance. You see Minami undressing. Oh, damn. Eep! You perv! Suddenly you feel smart. Sharp smack on the back of your head. Ow, I was just looking for my glasses. Ow, stop hitting me. You don't even wear glasses. I need glasses to see the muscles better. That's it, out you go. Wait outside and we're done. Until we're done. Before you can finish your lame excuse, you find yourself pushed out of the storage room. You wait outside feeling a mix of embarrassment and regret. Note to self, say it hits really dang hard. Better not piss her off when she grows muscles, if she grows muscles. After a few minutes, you hear Saya's voice from inside. Okay, you can come back in now, you little perv. You turn to face the girls and see them both dressed in their PE uniforms, red shorts and white t-shirts. Wow, you both look exactly the same as you always do in PE. What were you expecting, spandex and capes? I mean, it would have been cooler, rather. Okay, Mr. Muscle Potion, hand it over. Let's see this magic in action. You almost sound like you believe it'll work. Well, I obviously hope it does. Saya holds out her hand expectantly, a mischievous glint in her eye. Just remember, with great power comes great responsibility and possibly the need for larger clothes. Yeah, less talk and more muscle juice. Saya grabs the bottle from your hand and uncaps it. The liquid inside seems to shimmer slightly in the dim light. Bottoms up! Saya drinks about half the bottle's remaining contents. For a moment, nothing happens. See, you're full of it. Now I can call you dumbass for the rest of the week. Maybe it doesn't work after a... Oh wow, this feels weird. You and Minami watch in a mix of fascination and disbelief as Saya's body begins to change. Saya, you're growing taller. Holy, this is amazing. I feel stronger. Say's transformation continues. Her somewhat oversized shirt gets filled up with her expanding frame. Look at this, I'm ripped. Saya lifts her shirt and flexes her new abdominal muscles, a look of pure joy on her face. Minami, feel this. She invites Minami to stroke her abs. It's rock hard, like touching warm stone. Incredible, it really worked. I never doubted you for a sec, Grim. Wait, what? You literally just called me a liar and you're interrupted by another growth spurt. Saya removes her shirt, leaving only her blue bra. She strikes a double bicep pose, her new muscles flexing impressively. Oh man, this feels incredible. Look at these guns. Well, I mean, that's quite the transformation. Saya, is this really you? You try to maintain eye contact, but find your gaze drawn to Saya's newly muscular physique. Like what you see, Grim? I caught you staring. What? No, I was just observing. For safety. Sure, for safety. I bet you're loving this, you muscle perv. I'm not, okay, maybe a little. Ha, I knew it. Well, feast your eyes on this. Saya turns and walks to the mirror at the back of the storeroom. Wow, check out my back and my butt. It's so firm now. Yeah, sure, it sure is. You're not even trying to hide it anymore, are you? Can you blame me? You look incredible. Damn right, I feel like a superhero. Minami stands speechless, her eyes wide as she takes in Saya's transformation. Hey Minami, you're up next. Come on, give it a try. I don't know, Saya, it's a bit scary. Don't worry, it's totally safe and it doesn't hurt at all. If anything, it feels amazing. You notice Saya trailing off as she's flexing and decide to question her a bit. Speaking of feeling, do you notice anything else, Saya? Well, not to mention it, I do feel kind of hot, like aroused? She laughs nervously, then quickly changes the subject. Or maybe it's just Grim's hungry eyes making me feel all tingly. Hey, I'm not, okay, maybe I am a little. Anyway, enough about me and Grim's muscle fetish. It's not a fetish, it's an appreciation. Exactly. Sure, keep telling yourself that, muscle boy. As Sai continues to admire her new physique, you notice her face flushing red. Is it hot in here? I feel weird, but like a good weird. Trying to distract her from her obvious arousal, Saya turns to Minami. Your turn, Minami. You gotta try this. I don't know. It's okay, Minami. You don't have to if you don't want to. Minami looks at the bottle, then at Saya's transformed body, clearly torn. Her hand shakes slightly as she reaches for the bottle. I wanna try! Saya, you look so big and strong. I wanna experience it too. Hell yeah, let's be muscle sisters. With trembling hands, Minami takes the bottle and drinks the remaining contents. For a moment, nothing happens. Then, oh my! Minami's transformation is different from Saya's. Where Saya's was explosive and dramatic, Minami's is more gradual but no less impressive. She lifts her shirt to show her abdomen, which has become beautifully toned. Oh, this feels very nice. Well, I was expecting something more. Suddenly, a surge hits Minami and her abdomen forms into a chiseled six-pack. Holy moly, that's more like it. Suddenly, Minami's voice rises to a volume you never heard from her before. This is incredible! I feel so confident. Is that how you always feel, Saya? I don't know. I just don't really care what others think. Suddenly, another surge hits Minami. Her body expands upwards and outwards as her breasts balloon in size. Minami cups her breasts proudly. Oh, they're so big and sensitive. I feel so strong. Usually quiet, Minami is practically glowing with excitement, admiring her new muscles. You look fantastic, Minami. I can't believe it. It actually worked. You both look amazing. You can't help but feel a bit smug. You were right all along, and the proof is standing right in front of you, flexing and grinning. See, I told you I was right all along. Okay, you were right. This is insane. But also, is anyone else feeling a bit, Yeah, it's not just you. Both girls are visibly flushed, shifting uncontrollably. Oh, I wasn't done growing. That's more like it. How do you feel? I feel like I can take on anything. I don't feel scared or worried at all. I even feel almost like I want to show off. Aha, you're sounding like me. Maybe we should call it a day? No way, we've got all this new strength. We should use it. What do you mean? You said you wanted to show off. Let's hit the gym, for real this time. I want to see what we can do. That actually sounds fun. Grim, what do you think? Go to the gym. Why not? Let's see what you two can do. Gym it is. Come on, let's go lift some weights. Saya grabs your arm with her new strength, practically dragging you out of the storage room. Wait for me. This is going to be awesome. Check out these weights. She walks over to a loaded barbell that has three plates on each side. Looks like someone was deadlifting. Three plates on each side, 20 kilogram plates, and the bar is probably 20 kilograms as well. That means the bar is 140 kilograms, just over 300 pounds. Watch this. You can't lift that. Don't hurt yourself. Saya grabs the loaded barbell and grinning as she lifts it with ease. Oh, this old thing, it's nothing. Well, good Lord. Who let Arnold in here? What? Holy crap, it feels like it's made of styrofoam. She starts doing squat reps at an incredible speed, her enhanced muscles barely straining. I barely feel it. Saya starts to do overhead presses instead to try and challenge herself. Can't believe what I'm seeing. You're pressing 140 kilograms overhead. Maybe I need more plates. Come on, Minami, you've got to try this. Minami hesitates for a moment before approaching another barbell. I don't know, Saya, that looks really heavy. Trust me, with these new muscles, it'll be a piece of cake. Minami walks over to a barbell with two plates. If you're doing three plates, maybe two is enough for me. And still 100 kilograms. Minami takes a deep breath and grabs the barbell, preparing herself for the weight. Oh, it's so light. See, told you. Light, I can barely squat 40 kilograms. Minami starts doing reps alongside Saya, her face lighting up with excitement. This is incredible. I want to add on more weight. Right, this weight's like a baby's toy. This is unreal. If the rugby team saw you now, they'd all faint. And rugby makes football look like a little powwow. Rugby, they don't have pads. They play real football. As they continue their workout, you notice something changing. Saya's movements become more intense, her breathing heavier. Is it getting hot in here? Her face flushes red as she continues lifting, seemingly unable to stop. Something's happening. I feel stronger. Saya, maybe you should take a break. No, more. I need more. More weight. Uh-oh. Yes, growing again. Saya's muscles swell larger, already impressive frame expanding further. Look at these guns. They're huge. Her bra strains against her expanding chest with her nipples peeking out from the top. I am the strongest. Oh my god, this is intense. Saya, I feel it too. Ah, so much power. Minami's body surges with new growth, her shirt beginning to tear at the seams. My clothes, they're... Oh, who cares? I feel amazing. Her chest expands dramatically, stretching her shirt to its absolute limit. With a loud rip, her shirt tears down the middle, revealing her enhanced assets. Minami drops her waist. Her weights. Oh my god. That's it, Minami. Let it all out. Minami admires her new breasts, completely different from her usual shy self. Look at me. I'm so strong, so big, so sexy. Can't believe what I'm seeing. I never want this feeling to end. Suddenly, Saya drops her weights as another surge hits her. Her bra completely tears off her, unable to withstand her big breasts. Oh god, I feel so powerful, so big. Saya violently massages herself with her hand buried in her panties. Saya, you mustn't do that here. Look at yourselves, you're both naked. We gotta cover you two up. You're right. Saya suddenly comes to her senses, feeling a pang of embarrassment. Not a word of this to Yuka, okay? Both girls gather what's left of their clothes, still buzzing with energy from the transformation. Here, I found some large jerseys in the storage room. You stinks like sweaty dudes. No choice, wear it. That was pretty intense. We are so doing this again. Definitely, I've never felt so alive. This is just the beginning. Next time we're going even bigger. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I can't wait. Just make sure you wear larger clothes next time. Y'all sneak out of the gym trying to avoid being seen. Tomorrow's gonna be very interesting. What a crazy day. What a crazy game. And okay, guys, I'm convinced that AI has the power to do really good fucking visual novels. We haven't seen any full CG scenes yet, though. Like, and I'm not talking about the backgrounds. Backgrounds look really good. Sprites look really good. The transformations were really good. But I don't know if they're going to do full CGs yet. I don't know if he's worked on anything like that later on in the game. But that's going to be the test. Because, you know, the big part of the visual novel was always those CG scenes. So if they can do some really good CG or some adult animations that really, you know, surprise me, then yeah, AI is definitely going to be a competitor to the actual VN scene. And I'm fine with that. I mean, the Muscle Girl stuff is really light, even in Japan. There's not a whole lot of it. And this dev is making a really good story. I like the story. So far, this is good. This is, if you're a muscle fetish guy like me, this is kind of what you dig. This is good. It works for me. I like it. I want to see more of it. So, definitely pick this one up on Itch. It's $20. Yeah, I know. I spent $20 on a game generated with AI. But, look, I liked it. I like what I'm seeing. I'm putting my money in something that I actually think is going somewhere. Right? It's a new day, man. It's a new day. It's a new time. If they can make AI games that look this fucking good, and I've showed you that they can, I'm gonna support them. Again, some of you guys may be upset, you know, of real creators and all that, which I'm good. Real creators, you know, artists, all that. I support them too, you know I do. But hey, if you can do it with AI and you can do an awesome story like this, a fun muscle fetish story, go for it. And that's what Strong Girls is. So, I'm looking forward to more. Definitely. Like, this is working for me. This is awesome. It's written well. At any rate, guys, I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner, I guess you could say. And if you want more of this, again, we got Fan Request Week. That's the last week in February. I mean, some of you guys like, it's AI, but some of you guys like, I don't even care that it's AI. It's really done well, and I want more. So let me know in the comments section. I haven't seen you guys request a fucking thing yet. So, I might go random wildcard shit if nobody suggests anything. We got comments. You can DM me. There's all kinds of ways you can get a hold of me to ask what the hell you want. It can be anything we've done in the Arrowgate genre. It can be the dark shit. It can be the light shit. It can be the fap shit. It can be the game shit. Anything you want can be requested. I mean, that starts on the 24th. We're getting close. Alright guys, so this is supposed to be your Valentine's Day gift, or my Valentine's Day gift, I guess. And now it's freaking cold. So, yeah, our weather's changed. I'll have an announcement about that. So, alright guys, I'll see you next time on the Grimm's Hentai Corner with more great hentai games. Remember, you can pick this one up at itch.io and you can support the dev on Patreon. I'm out.